I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The number of people ages 65 and older is growing rapidly, with this segment of the population presenting an increasing need for medical care. To talk about an education and training program for medical students designed to develop skills needed to provide care for elderly patients is Dr. Heather Boger. She is an assistant professor in the Department of Neuroscience and director of the Senior Mentor Program at MUSC. Dr. Boger, tell us a bit more about this Senior Mentor Program for medical students.
So the Senior Mentor Program was started 13 years ago by a couple of faculty here at MUSC that wanted to increase the awareness of geriatric medicine. And the idea behind that was to really break down the stereotypes associated with working with the elderly. It was designed to integrate into the medical curriculum different aspects of aging and how to deal with geriatric patients. And this includes looking at the physiology of aging, but also the way you care for a geriatric patient is much different than you would caring for a pediatric patient.
This program is providing some real-life experience for medical students working with people 65 and older who are volunteering.
It is. So when those students come in their first year, this is a mandatory program for all students, we assign them to a senior mentor who is a volunteer in the Charleston community over the age of 65. They volunteer to work with this student, so it's a longitudinal partnering of the mentors with the students to learn various aspects of aging and geriatric care.
How many of these senior mentors are actually participating in this program?
So I'm very happy to say that we've got over 300 senior mentors in the Charleston area.
What are the mentors getting out of this typically?
They get a lot of education themselves because they're taught a lot of things that they may not themselves know that occur with aging, but they also get an opportunity to mentor the students. They help them with learning professionalism skills, how to appropriately do diagnostic testing, and open up their homes to let them in. And many, if not most of my mentors, come back every year.
Can you tell us a bit about what really is different about a person's 65 years and older, on into the 70s, 80s, even 90s, as far as being a patient?
A lot of things change. You've got a lot of insecurity as individuals get older about wanting to seek medical care. A lot of times they'll let the disease get almost too severe before they seek medical care. The diseases themselves are different. As we age, the propensity for different diseases are greater. Age is the number one risk factor for many diseases and disorders that we see. So they do require special care. They need specialized care in terms of how the patient will give up information to the physician. They may not always give all the pertinent information, so it's important for the physician to be able to know how to ask the right questions.
So part of this is communication.
A lot of it is communication.
Dr. Boger, do some of the medical students decide to specialize in geriatric care after the Senior Mentor Program?
Yes, and I have to say I'm very proud of that. This past year, we had two students come out of our graduating class that were interested in geriatrics, and that's a rarity these days. Geriatric medicine is not a huge specialty anymore, but we're trying to bring it back. And the fact that we're having students now graduate, go into geriatric medicine is a huge accomplishment for MUSC and the success of this program.
Dr. Boger, thank you for providing this information about the Senior Mentor Program at MUSC.
Well, thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.